Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This week's episode is a short profile of leadership and the importance of taking risks and being cognizant of your influence as a leader. Leadership is everywhere, and anyone who has influence over another person is a leader. People often forget that the world is watching. Human beings learn best from the example of others, and when you have an influential platform, you have an opportunity to impact many people. Too often, people in positions of authority take advantage of this, and other times people in that same position forget that they are making other leaders by their words, actions, and examples. How you talk to people, how you respond to others, your nonverbals, and your reactions can immediately set the direction of someone else's life. We as parents, friends, teachers, colleagues, we are all leaders, and it's important to remember that our example can and will have an impact. So what if you used your ability to influence with a purpose? What if you realized that every day you can make a difference in the lives of others? And what if you applied your leadership to change the direction of the world? What if you simply did that by being yourself? This episode is going to focus on how one member of the British royal family did just that by simply being herself. Before sharing the story, I need to give you some context. You see, back in the 1980s, the world was filled with fear. I was a middle school and high school student growing up in the 1980s. There were conversations about things like the Soviets, the price of gas, the hostages, terrorism in the Middle East and Ireland, the instability of the world, famines in Africa, a hole in the ozone layer caused by my mom's hairspray, crack cocaine, the threat that we would all die in a nuclear holocaust, or that we'd get AIDS by touching or being around the wrong person. President Reagan was shot, and then somebody shot the Pope. It was a weird time to grow up because there was not a lot of optimism being showered around us. It was very easy for rumors to spread in the wake of this type of a mindset of fear. Even our music was filled and fueled by worries of war. People used to dance to this. People today dance around listening to this song, but I oddly remember thinking when I was a kid that this song is a dance song about the end of the world. Something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up one eager eye, focusing it on the sky. The 99 red balloons go by. I grew up in an era when fear was parlayed into politics and everyday life. Fear is a powerful thing. We used to practice ducking and covering in our classroom. We watched a TV show once called The Day After that left us worrying that at any moment we'd all be dead in a literal flash. Our teachers used to tell us that our town that I grew up in was a target for the Soviet Union because we had a power plant. I mean, it wasn't easy to be optimistic. And then this word shows up one day as people are mysteriously and quickly dying all over the United States and the world. The word was AIDS. That simple word, which was an acronym, but usually means to support something or someone else, became a term that struck immediate fear into the world. Now, AIDS stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. AIDS is also referred to as advanced HIV infection or late-stage HIV. AIDS is a set of symptoms and illnesses that develop as a result of advanced HIV infection, which has destroyed the body's immune system. The facts about AIDS are that they are acquired only through certain body fluids of an infected person, like blood, semen, or breast milk. HIV can be transmitted during unprotected sex, through sharing injecting equipment, from mother to baby during pregnancy, birth and breastfeeding, and through contaminated blood transfusions. HIV cannot survive outside the body. It cannot be spread through the air, from touching, toilet seats, or shared cutlery. But that's what we know now. In 2018, most people know this, and don't even think about it anymore because of advances in medicine and the simple fact that people are not shown nightly on the news dying mysteriously. So how does leadership change the world through a simple action or by being yourself? Well, there was this one figure in the 1980s that was actually a symbol of hope and romance. She was a young princess who changed the world on April 19th, 1987. Until this point, everyone in the world thought things like you could get AIDS by having someone with AIDS breathe on you, sitting on an infected toilet seat, or being on an airplane with an infected person breathing or coughing into the air. The ignorance level towards the gay community and the drug community had never been higher. So how did a princess breathe hope back into the world? She did something that no one in any position of leadership had done up until that point. You see, Princess Diana attended a simple ceremony to open a new unit at London's Middlesex Hospital that was exclusively developed for the treatment of people suffering from AIDS. At the ceremony, she led with a simple and very common gesture, and that gesture changed the world. She shook hands with an HIV-positive patient without wearing a glove, and that photo went viral the next day, which, for younger listeners, means it was in all the newspapers. She single-handedly, pun intended, changed the belief across the globe that AIDS was spread through touch. She showed that AIDS was a disease and a topic that needed compassion and not ignorance. People freaked out. Things were being said like, oh my God, she's going to get AIDS. But she didn't. And within a short period of time, others began to recognize how foolish we were being. And while that simple act didn't cure the disease, it did cure the ignorance of many of the world's leaders, and it changed the conversation. Princess Diana would go on to hold children with AIDS in African orphanages and build the awareness of the world, and she never stopped challenging the perception of the disease or advocating through her actions for those who had it. When you study history, you find there are many more examples of simple leadership by example than there are grandiose gestures. There are more examples of people doing what is right in the moment than there are examples of planned and staged ceremonies. People are changed by the example of those that they watch. Children learn leadership in the kitchen, the living room, the classroom, and on the backseat of the bus. And adults? Well, we grow confident by the simple words and actions of those around us. We often think of princesses as characters, distant and glamorous. But this princess changed the world on that day, and every day after, with her learned awareness that the world was watching her. She would use that attention to grow awareness and change lives for all. That is leadership. It's not judging, criticizing, or waiting for others. It's leading. 10 years later, in 1997, shortly before her tragic death, she raised the world's awareness again by literally walking through another minefield, a real minefield in Angola. A minefield! The point is this. What are you doing every day on your stage to improve the world around those you serve? When you have the opportunity to take on ignorance, do you? Do you judge or do you lead? So many of us forget that we are being watched, that we have influence, and that we're leading through our actions. Princess Diana shook a hand without a glove on. People were shocked. They were worried for her. They couldn't believe it. And that is what led many to start discussing what they were actually believing, because we were all living in fear at the time. Her continual example through the years and the fact that she did not get AIDS shifted the conversation, raised awareness, and supported a generation of people who had been introduced to a disease that once took your life within 24 months. Geez, even by 1991, President Ronald Reagan changed his position and even apologized for his previous comments about the disease. What can you do with your leadership to demonstrate to others that they can do things different, that they can think different, act different, take risks, challenge the status quo, or simply change their own mindset? Well, you can start by being you, focusing on your core values and thinking like Princess Diana. Okay, the world is watching, and I'm going to give them a show. That was her attitude. No more ignorance. No more invented facts. No more judging. Simply take my hand and we'll change the world. So let's do some smart thinking. How aware are you of your words and actions when you're around others? Describe how you use your leadership to support the humility of others so they recognize they're being studied. Would you have the courage to take the hand of that man in London? And what will you do different today as a leader in order to change the world by simply being yourself? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this on your social media platform, and thank you for listening. I'm always grateful to you for helping me with my mission of growing the leadership of others. Also, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music. Finally, I want to thank this guy I work with, John. He recently sent me a note and thanked me for something simple, and it sparked my thinking about how too many leaders do not do what we just discussed. They focus on themselves. They fuel fear to maintain status, and they put themselves first. I think we all need to work on our egos and confidence every day, and that is why the constant reflection upon your own ability to serve others is so critical. I mean, Princess Diana had to have thought to herself after that photo went viral, "My goodness, I can really make a difference just by my presence." Two simple questions to ask yourself before you fall asleep each night. What did I do well for others? And what will I do tomorrow for others? This will allow you to be reflective. Think about your actions. Will you put your fears first, or will you do what this great song suggests, which is to very simply use a gesture and take their hand and shake the world?
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.